Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here, and I've entitled my devotional, Remembering a Forgotten Blessing. And it comes from 1 Corinthians 15:44, which says this: It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So this week we're talking about two main things: what our physical bodies will be like and what heaven will be like post-resurrection. These are amazing realities which bring much encouragement and joy to our souls. Before we wrap up the week, however, we want to zero in on one additional area also significantly impacted by the resurrection, and that is our spiritual lives. As we live and move and have our being, that's Acts 17:28, we're constantly plagued by our sin nature. It's always trying to influence us to do things contrary to what the Spirit, capital S, desires. We know this to be true from Scripture. Take a look at Galatians 5:17, and we know this to be true from experience. We do not always do the things we want to do. Take a look at Romans 7:13 to 25. And this, my friends, is where the forgotten blessing comes in. According to 1 Corinthians 15:44, there will come a day when we will only do the things we want to do because we will have a spiritual body, which is to say, we'll have a material body completely animated and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The sin nature, with all of its ugly side effects, will be gone and will no longer hold sway. This means the day is coming when we won't struggle with jealousy or envy or fear or anger or selfishness or complacency. You're probably asking, how long is he going to go on? Or bitterness, covetousness, you get my point, comparison, lust, broken relationships. All of the things that we battle against in our quest for godliness will be gone as we will finally have the presence of sin removed from our lives. In God's post-resurrection world, our desire for holiness will be realized. Our relationship with Him will be unbroken and uninterrupted, and our relationships with each other will be peaceful and harmonious. What a day of rejoicing that will be. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.